Self-image. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. The Lord is King forever and ever. You have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare our hearts. You will cause your ear to hear. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. For you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up our love and thanksgiving for the precious gifts of God bestowed on us through the suffering and death of his beloved Son. We come boldly to the throne of grace, not based on our own worthiness, but we come to our Father God on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose, and the blood that he shed for us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to you and your family, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our advocate with the Father, in Christ we ask our Heavenly Father to release the fruit of Calvary over you and your house, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in your lives. In Christ we ask the Father that as we pray and declare his word, that he would expose and bring to light all false beliefs, mindsets, and imaginations, tear down and destroy all strongholds of deception, and that he would pierce your hearts and saturate your minds with the truth of his word. In Christ we pray that God would send to you and yours the Spirit of truth and reveal to you and your people all things covered and make known to you and your family all things hidden. Then you and your family shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing, when you see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth, in Christ we pray that you and each of your family members will find your identity in God, that you and your people will have strong confidence that you have been redeemed. You have been called by name, and you belong to the Lord. You are God's adopted sons and daughters. You are born of God. You are children of God. You are the brothers, sisters, friends, and confidants, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You have been chosen by God. You and your people are called to be saints. You and your family are the elect of God, holy and dearly beloved, beautiful, precious to his heart, and blameless in his eyes. You are a new creation, holy priests, vessels of honor, indwelled by his Holy Spirit, partakers of the divine nature of God, living temples of the living God. You and your family have been called with a holy calling, being predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, sanctified, justified, and glorified by God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, may the Lord reveal to you and your family that you are righteous, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. You and your people are worthy in Christ, the image and glory of God, God's very own workmanship, perfected, holy and without blemish, complete in Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, your hope, in Christ we pray, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you and yours the spirit of wisdom, revelation and knowledge, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, which you are, and the exceedingly greatness of God's power toward you and your house, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Let all those who seek you, O Lord, rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. God has made you and your people to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. You and your family are God's fellow workers, chosen and appointed that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, established in Christ, anointed in God, sealed in the Holy Spirit, and filled with all the fullness of God. You and yours are joined to the Lord and one spirit with him, entwined with the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ, and him in you, bearing much fruit. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory of your strength, may you and your people realize the fruits of the Spirit and be loving, kind, good, gentle, faithful, and patient, filled with peace and possessing joy and self-control, humble, meek, and forgiving, having a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that the Lord will show you and your family that you are people of integrity, confident, bold, creative, energetic, never growing weary in doing good, strong, prosperous, successful, healthy and prosperous, rich in mind, soul, and spirit, that you and your family are the salt and the light of the earth. You and your people are filled with the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Wonderful. May the Lord open your eyes so that you can see and know in your hearts that you are a loving and giving people. You are servants for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Counselor. May the Lord break through every barrier, heal every hurt, give you and your people eyes to see the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is Prince of Peace. May God lift the veil from your eyes and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see clearly the truth of his word, that your whole body may be filled with the glorious light of his truth. May the Spirit of the Lord be manifested in your thoughts, beliefs, and deeds. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Mighty God. May the Lord God establish you and your people in every good word and deed, and surely you and yours will keep his word and not deny his name. May you and your people continue to see yourselves blessed by the Lord that made heaven and earth, surrounded by God's favor and covered in his compassion. Many, O Lord, our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. We give thanks, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we can be all that we are. Every word that we have declared is true, for God's word is eternal truth, proven, pure, and it endures forever. Whatever God does, whatever God says, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, we shall put our trust under the shadow of your wings. We are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give us drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. as a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people, that the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards you and your house, our thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what way of ask shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. We will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.